We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back. Quarter number four of this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I think we might be saving maybe some of the best for last. It's been a pretty good show to this point, though, I think. Dustin Hockensmith and Greg Pickle here. We're looking ahead. Just Big Ten picks. Good time to do it before the season kicks off. And we're going to go through our Big Ten champion, East, West, and overall, Big Ten Player of the Year on offense and defense, and our Rookie of the Year picks as well. Greg, do you think Penn State has a shot? What do you think Penn State's probabilities of winning the Big Ten East and the Big Ten outright are?
I think we'll 100% know whether they have a chance to win it or not by the start of November. So there's one to kick things off for you. Obviously, Penn State will have played Ohio State by then, and they'll be going into Michigan the first weekend in November. So I think we'll know by the time the calendar flips to then whether or not the Lions are in the hunt. As for the Big Ten East, I'm going to give them a – whew, that's a tough one. You know what? Going into the season here, I would say a 30% chance. I'd probably give Ohio State the nod still, probably at about 50%. So now I have 20% left for Michigan. I don't think Michigan State factors. So that's my three. That does equal 100% if I'm doing the math right. I'm no math major, so I think it is correct. I think the Lions are the second favorite in the Big Ten East. So if you are into gambling, which you cannot do legally yet in Pennsylvania, but you probably can sometime soon, I'd be looking to see if you can get maybe 4-1 on them winning the Big Ten East. I don't think you'll be able to, but if you do seem to pop that, find that somewhere, I think it's worth a look. As for the Big Ten as a whole, I think, you know, they're probably sitting at about 2.5-1 maybe to win that, something in that ballpark. I think that's looking into as well.
By the way, while we're in a season opening kind of mood, our guy Mark at GoPSURV.com is going all out for the first Penn State game of the year against Appalachian State. He'll be renting RVs at half price for that game. It's a special deal for our Keystone Kickoff Show listeners, so it's a good time. You've been thinking about getting an RV for a game. If you've heard us talk about GoPSURV.com, this is the best opportunity you've got yet to come check it out. GoPSURV.com lot. It's just minutes from Beaver Stadium. There's a free shuttle, a lot of other amenities. An open house Friday evening, I believe from 6 to 8 p.m., and Saturday morning, I think from 9 to 12. It's a 3:30 kickoff. So there's some 409 Tailgate Club barbecue, some tailgate wine, Labatt Blue beer, too. You can check out all the details at GoPSURV.com. Greg, I'm bullish on Michigan. You know, I haven't really sorted out an exact order. I think Michigan State, we're the exact kinds of people who continue to kind of underestimate what they do. But I think they've been a little bit overblown. I think that they're a good team. They're one of the better versions of Michigan State. And there's always a chance there. I do go into the 2018 season just a little bit leery about Michigan, but bullish on the talent that they have. And I think that their season last year, it could have gone a lot different if they had a good quarterback under center. It's the same could be said about a lot of different teams, but are you not buying into Shea Patterson is the whole essence of the question about Michigan.
So my biggest problem, Dustin, is I buy into Shea Patterson, and I buy into Michigan a little bit. Here's where my concern is, though. I think they lose two games this year, because I think they lose the opener against Notre Dame this weekend, which, what a tremendous week one contest that's going to be. But I think Notre Dame wins that game, and then I think Michigan loses to one of either Michigan State, Ohio State, or Penn State. So we've seen in the past, now don't get me wrong, this will be the year that a two-loss team gets in, of course, but we've seen in the past that once you get to two losses, it's really, really hard to get into the college football playoff. So for that reason, I can't buy into them, because I have them down for two losses, including a one in week one, and honestly, they could lose more. I mean, that is a brutally tough schedule that the Wolverines face this year. So while I want to be bullish on them and think that Shea Patterson finally has an answer in Ann Arbor, and think that Harbaugh, you know, finally is in position to really capitalize on the talent he's been able to recruit, I just don't know if the schedule is going to allow for it. So I am selling on them.
Well, while we're on the subject of individual, talking about Shea Patterson, let's talk about Offensive Player of the Year and who's got a realistic chance. Just from the known set of names, I mean, I'll start the bidding. As I haven't dug down too deep, but Trace McSorley, Jonathan Taylor, the running back from Wisconsin, Shea Patterson from Michigan, if they have a big year. J.K. Dobbins from Ohio State was so terrific last year, underused against Penn State, I felt like.
Yep.
Noah Fant, the tight end from Iowa, it could be a little sleeper pick there. Same deal with Nate Stanley, who, you know, Nate Stanley, Iowa's quarterback, could emerge from this season as one of the better NFL draft prospects in the country. Brian Lewerke from Michigan State. It's a quarterback-heavy list, and I think those are some of the names at the top of it. I think my pick would be in right now for Trace McSorley if Penn State takes care of business.
Yeah, so I think the only other name I'd add to your list is Dwayne Haskins, because I do think there's a fairly decent chance that he is able to really shine under center for the Buckeyes this year, and him doing so would put him in that conversation. So my pick would be down to two guys, either Trace McSorley or Jonathan Taylor, the tremendous running back at Wisconsin. I have a little bit of a brighter outlook for Wisconsin this year. I think they win the Big Ten. They'd be my – well, we'll get to that. But so for that reason, I'm going to go with Jonathan Taylor, the Wisconsin running back, as the Big Ten's player of the year. But, man, I'll tell you what, if this was offered for betting purposes, which I don't think it is, it is a wide-open year in the Big Ten, man. It is not the year to pick the likely candidate, even though I may have just done that, because it could definitely be someone off the grid that we're not talking about right now, but we certainly could be come December and beyond.
Yeah, it's an interesting year for that, and the fact that you get Wisconsin playing a couple interesting east-west crossovers, it'll be interesting to see. You know, Penn State plays Wisconsin late. What if they both are division winners? You could see those two teams play each other again. So it's definitely worth following along, and a number of teams, really, even Michigan State, who we didn't have as much respect for some of the national people, they are still in the race there. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show talking Big Ten in 2018, giving our picks for player of the year and who's going to win the league. I wanted to let you know also Labatt Blue is giving away a pair of tickets for the Kent State game against Penn State. For your chance to win, you can register at one of these three great outlets: Oakhurst Beverage in Harrisburg, Home Service Beverage in Williamsport, or Pletcher's Beer Distributor in State College. We'll be selecting the winner on the air on the Keystone Kickoff Show, so listen to see if your name is called. No purchase necessary. It's brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light from Labatt Blue.
You just love saying that, don't you?
It raises my energy level every time I do. Defensive player of the year. There might just be two names on this list, right?
Yeah.
Nick Bosa, Rashawn Gary. There's some possibilities a little further down the list there. I think there's a scenario, a long shot, to bring it back to Penn State that Sharif Miller has a monster year and can get his name into this conversation. But I would call that unlikely. Lavert Hill, the cornerback from Michigan, is another guy that I really, really like who could have a big year. Kalik Hudson from Michigan. Devin Bush from Michigan are other guys who could have big. I didn't realize Kalik Hudson, who is a Pennsylvania kid, who Penn State was close. I thought Penn State was going to get him. What was it, in the 2016
yes.
class? Was a three-star. 18.5 tackles for loss last year from the linebacker spot. He is a game wrecker, but Nick Bosa is my choice there. I think you know, his reputation precedes him a little bit, but he backs it up on the field.
Absolutely he does. And you know what? That's what a lot of the guys you just mentioned do. I think another you could add to that list is Rashawn Gary, even though it looks like he's a little bit dinged up at Michigan. I mean, he's in for an enormous year as well. I think Nick Bosa probably wins this contest going away. I mean, as long as he stays healthy, he just has all the makings, Dustin, of a guy that, you know, should have no problem whatsoever winning the job. So I think it's probably, or I'm not sorry, the job, but the award. So I think it's probably his and nobody else. It's his to lose at this point. But again, this is not the year to pick the favorite in the Big Ten for really just about anything. Who could win the conference? Maybe you go with the favorite. But for these individual awards, there's a ton of talent on these teams. And I think there's a lot of people that are anxious and ready to see it get out on the field. Bosa would be my pick, but I won't be surprised if somebody else wins it.
Let me give you a couple names for Rookie of the Year Offense Edition. Justin Shorter and Ricky Slade from Penn State are right there. Pat Freiermuth could play a role. I don't think he's in this conversation. So Zach Anakstad, who is a walk-on true freshman quarterback, wins the job at Minnesota. He's worth watching. Adrian Martinez, quarterback at Nebraska. Jeremy Ruckert, a tight end from Ohio State. Rondale Moore is going to be my choice, the wide receiver from Purdue. They're gonna try to open up the offense, and he is – I think he made Bruce Feldman's college football freaks list. He is a four-star who's physically very gifted, and I think there's going to be opportunities for him.
So is this the freshman of the year or rookie. The offense? But is it offense, defense?
Offense, defense. Offensive rookie of the year. Could be a JUCO kid if there's anybody.
Offense rookie of the year. Yeah, I mean, I would love to give Ricky Slade a nod, but I just don't think it's going to happen. I like the Martinez kid at Nebraska, and here's why. The awards are typically driven by hype. Where does hype come from? Yeah. The media. Who votes for the awards? The media. Who does Nebraska love? Scott Frost. Where does Scott Frost coach? Nebraska. So as long as Nebraska has
like
a fairly...
It's like 6 degrees of separation.
It is, but I think it's going to ultimately end up being the answer that as long as Nebraska doesn't fall on its face, and I don't think it will as long as the Martinez kid has a good year, they're going to be hyped up all year long, and I think that's going to lead him to winning this award. I like the Purdue pick, but I think Jeff Brohm and Purdue will get run over in the headline game by Nebraska and Scott Frost.
Probably. I mean, recent history suggests so. On the defensive side, Micah Parsons, Jesse Luketa, PJ Mustafer going against guys like Will Honus, Nebraska linebacker, Taron Vincent, a defensive tackle at Ohio State, Malik Dixon, who's a JUCO transfer safety at Rutgers, should probably play a big role in the Rutgers defense right away.
Yeah,
I'm missing there. It's with rookies, it's difficult to forecast how playing time's going to unfold and that kind of thing. But
if you were setting odds on it, how big of a favorite would Micah Parsons be?
He'd be a pretty prohibitive favorite in my eyes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't necessarily looking around the Big Ten. I don't see a defensive player that is a freshman and has the chance to become the national star that he has the chance to become. So he is my pick. I know he doesn't need one more. As more money comes in on App State for this weekend. Wow, that's interesting. A total just clicked down to 23 for Penn State. It was 24 earlier in the show, so that's interesting to note. But, yeah, I mean, I think for Parsons, he's the prohibitive favorite. It's almost his award to lose. If he does what he's supposed to do, he's going to be the Big Ten Freshman of the Week about 8 times and probably win this thing going away.
So you got Ohio State winning the Big Ten East, right?
Yes.
I'm going to agree with that, too. Big Ten West is probably Wisconsin by a landslide. I am in agreement with you that Wisconsin gets over the hump. The thing that, you know, they've got an experienced quarterback, they've got a Heisman contender running back, and they've got probably the best offensive line in the country.
Yep.
You know what they're bringing to the table on defense. That's an attitude and a physicality thing as much as anything. I think they have legitimate chops to get over the hump. This will be one of Paul Chryst's better teams from top to bottom.
Yeah, not only that, Dustin, but they finally have the kind of schedule that deserves the respect from the College Football Playoff Committee. So you put all of those things together, and I just think it's their year to finally get over the job done. And I've said this before, if they don't, they probably won't.
So they've got legitimate ability, and that offensive line is going to be there. It's five monsters up front can pave the way for Wisconsin's Big Ten title. That's our picks. You can give your picks. You can ask us questions on the Keystone Sports app. Stay tuned all year long with us, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com and the Keystone Sports app.
It's time to own summer with Labatt Blue. To have a can't do this anywhere but Pennsylvania summer. Soak it in with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light special loving Pennsylvania cans celebrating Pennsylvania's top spots. And stop by Oakhurst Beverage, 4418 Oakhurst Boulevard in Harrisburg for your chance to enter to win Labatt's tickets for the Kent State game. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change. Which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
Hey, Dustin Hockensmith here from the Keystone Sports Network. I wanted to share my own firsthand experience using 409 tailgate sauce. It's a product you hear about often on the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is not an advertisement. It is a fact. 409 tailgate sauce is different from every barbecue sauce I have ever bought. It's not that thick, syrupy, artificial stuff you'll find on grocery store shelves. It's lighter, it's more versatile, and it's good on just about everything. I'd recommend going to 409tailgateclub.com right now. See what I mean, experience that difference, and tailgate with honor.